Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on the second Sunday of Lent. Welcome also to all of those of you who are listening and watching in your homes. Thank you for joining us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Corey, and this Mass is being offered for Ken Hassenfratz on the 25th anniversary of his death.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God
and to you, my Lord.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the lands of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you are a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessings in you." So Abram went as the Lord had directed him. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
the shining cloud the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son, hear him. Praise and honor to your Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Listen to him. Listen to him. Right, this is kind of the few times that we kind of actually hear God the Father speak in Scripture. And he doesn't mince words, right? Very few words. But they're powerful. They're clear. Listen to him. This is my Son. Listen to him. So the first question we always need to ask ourselves, are we actually listening to him? Or are we not? For most of us, a lot of the time, the answer is no. And I've said this before, but I'll prove it to you. Who has sinned? I won't make you raise your hands, but every hand would go up. Every time we sin, we have not listened to God, right? We have not listened to Jesus. We have listened to ourselves. But it's very clear here. We have to listen to him. Now, the problem with that, I think for a lot of us, is if we're honest, most of us would probably say, I don't know what he sounds like. Like, I've never heard God speak to me. How can I listen to him if I don't know what he's saying? That is a good question, very good point. But before we get to what he sounds like, we can still listen to him from what he has said through Scripture, through the church. He tells us, right, we need to be praying. We need to follow the Ten Commandments. We got to be going to church, going to confession, right? All these things that we should be doing as the bare minimum, like that's the baseline. So if you're not doing that, well, of course you can't hear God speak to you. Of course you don't know what he sounds like. because you're not even doing the things that are absolutely and abundantly clear, that are written down. So that's the first step, is just getting the baseline down. And then we have to work on hearing his voice. Because the more that we're doing the things that he's asked us to do that are written down, we start attuning our heart to his. We start hearing the nuance of his voice compared to other voices. The voices of the world, the voices of Satan. We begin to hear the difference. And Lent is a great time to really work on it. Once again, that's why it's so beautiful that we give things up. We sacrifice, we fast, we pray more, or we give alms. All of that helps us to draw closer to the Lord. And so once again, how are we going to hear God speak to us if, for example, 20 hours of the day, we have constant noise? Right? If you're listening to, you know, the TV, the news, the podcast, the radio, you know, talking to people 20 hours out of the day, right, constantly in your ear, how are you going to hear God speak to you when 20 hours a day he's drowned out by the noise of the world, by Satan, by yourself? Once again, that's why we need to really work on getting back to the desert, really getting rid of that stuff, getting back to the silence, so that we can actually hear God speak to us. Now, once we get there, then we can actually listen. Then there, we can actually hear God speak to us. And we're going to do a little exercise. I'll help you out. So I want you to close your eyes, okay, silently. So I don't want you to speak out loud, but silently. I want you to say your full name as if you were speaking it, but without opening your mouth. So go ahead, say your full name. Let's do that one more time. And one more time just for good measure. Okay, now I want you to open your eyes. Now you heard in your mind what that sounds like, right? Your name, right? That's what God sounds like. It's that simple. Most of the time, that is how he's going to speak to you. That's what he's going to sound like. Because so often he speaks through our own thoughts, feelings, and desires. Right? Yes, he can speak externally through other people. He can, you know, voice from the cloud. Right? He can do that. He's God, after all. But so often, he's going to be a little more sneaky, a little more nuanced, a little quieter. He really speaks from within. But if we're not even in a spot to actually listen, we are not going to hear that. We're not going to notice our thoughts, feelings, or desires. But that's where he's going to speak to us most often. And so this Lent, right, as you've gone into the desert, right, as you've kind of taken away a lot of the distractions, a lot of the noise, right, as you're actually maybe following through with the things that we're called to do, most obviously the Ten Commandments, right, but going to church every Sunday, right, going to confession, right, even as simple as not eating meat on Fridays, right, all these things, as you're doing them, we start to provide space and we start noticing thoughts that we're having, feelings that we're having, the desires that we're having. And then we can begin to ask the question, where are those coming from? Are they coming from myself? Are they coming from the world? Are they coming from Satan? Or are they coming from God? That is how we begin to listen to him. And so then when we hear God speak, we have to just do it. Which is easier said than done. I get it. But that's why we need to listen to Abraham. We need to follow in his footsteps. Because before he became Abraham, right, he was Abram, right here in our first reading, the Lord said to him, right, leave everybody you know and go. Now, we don't really understand how crazy that was. So I'll kind of put it into perspective a little bit. He's already very old, right? His wife is very old, barren, can't have kids anymore. And God wants him to go on a journey, like thousands and thousands of miles, like just, right, miles away. Where to? You'll find out. You have to leave all of your family, your friends, like your coworkers, leave them all and leave them tonight. You must go now. But I will make you, I'll make your name great. That's what God says. Like, you'll be blessed because of me. But you got to go. Right? This is ridiculous. Right? No one in their right mind is going to leave. Especially if you think of, for example, let's say a 100-year-old man thinks he's going to have children again. Right? When his wife is barren, unable to have children. But God says, go, and you're going to have kids, and they're going to be numerous. Okay, God, that is even you. It's crazy talk. But he went. And what I love the most about this is he doesn't know where he's going. There is no end in sight. He just knows he has to go. And I can only imagine him, right, after packing up very, very quickly, right, start walking, and then like 50 yards later, like turn around and go the other way. He doesn't really tell him where to go. He just tells him to start, go. But that's what we need to do. We need to just take the next step in following God. We do not need to know the whole picture. We really do not need to know the whole kind of roadmap or even the destination. Because ultimately, the destination is heaven. But all those other scenic points that we want to find out, we don't need to know them. And yet we often demand that God speak to us. Hey, God, what's going on? Why is this happening? Where are we going? Why can't we do X, Y, and Z? You're doing it wrong. We missed the exit back there. Like, get me out of this plane. Get me off the road, because we are going down the road that is going to end in a collision. But he says, no, trust me. Just take this next step. And so, are you willing to take that next step? Whatever that might be. Because I guarantee you, it'll be better for you. Right? God's plan for your life is not one of woe or kind of really frustration. It's one of joy, one of peace. So today, right, as we are still early in Lent, let us focus in on God's voice. Let us begin to notice what he's asking of us, right? What he's telling us to do. And then let us listen to him and go out and do it. Now let us profess our faith as we say,
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made.
With one voice, let us bring our petitions to our merciful and loving Father.
For all priests and religious, may God continue to bless them in their vocations. Let us pray to the Lord. For the world, may God bestow abundant blessings on every nation and people. Let us pray to the Lord. For those facing adversity, may Jesus look graciously upon their needs and bring them comfort. Let us pray to the Lord. For all members of this community, may the Holy Spirit strengthen our faith and commitment to the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering in our community, may Jesus be the source of hope and healing for this Lenten season, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died, may God grant them eternal rest, especially Homer Hawkins, Larry Chadzinski, Dennis Mooney, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, you already know our every need. We ask you to hear our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Transform us as you transform.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, cleanse us of our faults and sanctify your faithful in body and mind for the celebration of the Paschal festivities. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after he had told the disciples of his coming death, on the holy mountain he manifested to them his glory, to show even by the testimony of the law and the prophets that the passion leads to the glory of their resurrection. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
So
through him and with him and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my room,
Thank you.
Let us pray. As we receive these glorious mysteries, we make thanksgiving to you, O Lord, for allowing us, while still on earth, to be partakers even now of the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
How good, Lord, to be here. Friends, have you ever questioned whether you are loved or lovable? I suppose we all do at some point in life. The beauty of the season of Lent as we contemplate Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is we know our worth in God's sight. The Father has sent the Son to give his life for us. The infinitely precious blood of Jesus has been shed for us. That is the good news. And that is what is beautiful about this Outreach Mass ministry, that we can share that good news with those who most need to hear it. Please support us with your prayer. And if you wish to send a donation to contribute to this ministry, send it care of the Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. And let us spread the good news. May God bless and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.